T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yep, it is Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Tom with you. David is recruiting for the United States Armed Forces. And we are talking to you about the impeachment situation. And, you know, the beautiful part about this topic is whether you don't give a darn about the impeachment situation or you are deeply enmeshed in its every machination, you are invited to call. Where do you see this ending up? Are you paying close attention to it? And what do you make out of a news story where within minutes of somebody saying something, you've got one side saying, see, it verifies there was an illegal quid pro quo. And then the other side says, well, this is simply hearsay and it had nothing to do with President Trump. It is so hard to cut through the clutter and to get to the truth. And kind of curious where your head is on this. Also, do you believe that Donald Trump gets fair treatment in the media? Our phone number, News Radio 930 WBEN, and the more calls I have, the less you have to listen to my voice, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Jack on a cell phone, patiently holding on. Jack, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be brief. I just have a couple quick points. This whole process has been such a, in my opinion, such a travesty of justice. There's no balance in giving each side an opportunity to state their case. There's been no context given for what was happening in Trump's world relative to decisions he was making. I mean, he came to Washington as a disruptor. I, for one, voted for him because of that. And it's so clear to me that the dug-in politicians that are so fearful of not being able to start in their 20s and end in their 80s, they're feeling threatened and they're retaliating. And that's the first point. The second point is...
Well, before we leave that point, which I do not disagree with, by the way, before we leave that point, do you think that what I have said and what others have said about this smells an awful lot like a coup d'etat, do you believe that statement has any merit, or do you think that is just something in tinfoil hat land?
I couldn't agree any more wholeheartedly. It's felt like that since the start. And it almost just each day it intensifies. The message is there, and the actions are bearing that out. The some of the treatment today, especially that Maloney, I think his name's Maloney, what I heard him, how he treated with such disrespect. I mean, he's a showman, and it was pitiful. But so that's the first point. The second point is I think there's going to be some unintended consequences. I think what's going to happen, I watch a lot of it. I admit it. I'm kind of a junkie, but I do it fairly and balanced. In the morning, I channel flip between the three major news outlets. I do that throughout the day at work on occasion and in the evening. But so I'm pretty well versed in what I think I know. But the thing that I think most people haven't taken into consideration is the idea that it is very possible that the other side, both sides, are going to be so aggravated by this process that they're going to actually start to really question the way they've been voting all these years. And I'm just going to throw this out as something to think about. In the last 2 weeks, I've had three different people in my world, one, a customer that I don't claim to know very well, and two personal friends who are doubting their party. And of the three, two of them were Democrats. And I have a feeling that after this is all said and done, and it's been handled so poorly and so unfairly, that a lot of people are going to make a decision to maybe switch affiliation. Maybe not permanently, but at least in the next vote.
In what sense specifically do you find this whole process unfair? I mean, to me, one of the big issues is the other side, i.e. the Republicans, not being able to claim witnesses from whom they would like to hear.
Well, that, absolutely. They can't bring in witnesses. It's completely controlled by Shifty Schiff. Everyone knows that. That's a perfect name for him. He's managing what's said. He managed in the rehearsal portion of this whole process when they were behind closed doors. He managed to help, in my opinion, help them reform the way they were going to talk when they were on camera. And when the Republicans push back, he's giving them no leeway. They're holding back information. They're misrepresenting things. They're leaking to the press. And don't even get me started on the press. I grew up in a family that was a very press-based, family, and we really trusted what we saw and what we heard and what we read. But boy, nowadays I have no confidence in the press.
Having started doing media stuff around 1980, 1981, the difference between then and now is as stark as between night and day. I don't recognize what passes for journalism anymore.
I don't either. And it's sad because the way we grew up is that if you wanted the real story, you had to read at least two newspapers. And nowadays, that's not even working. Because those newspapers are all on the same side of the page, and it's really sad because it shouldn't be that way. And this leaking and all of this opinion on television, but the way I look at it is, American people are smarter than that, and American people, many have woken up, and I think they're going to really be surprised at what ultimately happens in 2020. And I look forward to kind of enjoying it privately when it does.
Well, the one concern, and when you say what happens in 2020, I take that to mean that you think that Donald Trump is going to be reelected, possibly in a landslide.
Yeah.
One of my concerns, though, is the continuing drumbeat against Donald Trump and the continuing drumbeat that he is dirty, he is corrupt, he is evil, he is this, he is that, may very well have a cumulative effect on people.
Yeah, I missed some of that, Tom. I'm sorry. I was talking on top of you. But he's going to be impeached in the House, and it's going to go to the Senate, and the tables are going to be turned. And turnabout's fair play, right? So they're going to get more facts out on the table, and they're going to be able to put the context behind what was going on in Trump's world. And I have a feeling that the end result's going to be that people are going to say, you know what, this really was a joke. We're embarrassed, and we can't possibly allow the Democrats to win.
All right. Well, obviously, that remains to be seen. I am glad you called. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Where do you see this impeachment inquiry heading? What do you see as the future of President Trump? What do you see as the future of the Democrats, of the Republicans? And I do find it interesting, just from a political perspective, how Mike Pence's name is coming up more and more because, again, ask yourself the question, if Donald Trump and Mike Pence are both removed from office or resigned from office, who then becomes the president of the United States? Here is Lou in Amherst. You are on WBEN. Lou.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been watching quite closely, and here are the facts, and much like nothing but the facts. But before I get into that, Tom, I'm sorry I was on hold yesterday for 35 minutes. I never got on the air when you were talking about TBIs, because I wanted people to know that the University of Buffalo is doing a traumatic brain injury study right now, which they could get involved in. And this study is really the result of myself and some people at Harvard and Texas showing that light therapy does help TBIs. So I would like to leave that when we're off the air, the phone number of the University of Buffalo.
To be honest with you, I don't want to get into that because it puts too much pressure on the people behind the scenes here, because I'll leave, they'll be deluged with phone calls. Let's just leave it at, if people are interested in TBIs, they call who? The UB Medical School?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sure that get more information there. I don't want to put the people behind the glass like Phil Kennedy and whoever comes in after Phil on the here's the phone number for people to call. It doesn't work.
Right. So here, getting onto the impeachment. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So here are the facts that are coming out as far as I see them. Yes, Giuliani stated this is a quid pro quo. And there is a quid pro quo, and they can't get around it. But it was nothing about holding up funding. It was all about getting a meeting with the president. Setting up a meeting with the president, and he wanted Zelensky to come out publicly to say there was a big investigation. So that is a fact. Is that an impeachable offense? He said, this guy on today, he said, I never heard anything about a quid pro quo. The big thing was yesterday, what people seemed to be missing was the fact that the money that was being allotted for Ukraine for defense were in two different funds. The funds for the missiles, that money was released immediately. That money was never held up. The other money was. And so the guy today said, I didn't know why the money was being held up. Money is being held up all the time, and it could have been many, many different reasons.
Yeah, hold on if you would, because I've got a break for traffic and weather. I mean, that issue was a source of some very specific and very pointed questioning today by one of the Republicans in the House Intelligence Committee to Ambassador Sondland. And I still have two articles and one bit of sound I want to get to before the end of what we're doing here. But let's get back to Lou and Amherst to wrap things up regarding the aid to Ukraine.
Yeah, so that's so huge. That is so huge. And people, and then today, this woman was saying in the 5-minute questionnaire, there was a quid pro quo with Afghanistan for aid, and I think Iraq. But there were two other, what is a common thing to a quid pro quo to hold up money? And Trump did that two other times with two other nations. And why isn't that impeachable? Why is this only one impeachable? And this was not even holding up money. This was holding up a face-to-face meeting with the president. And forget about holding up the money. He can easily say the money was not held up for the most important thing, the missiles. So I'm hoping that when the people go to the polls in a year from now, they're really going to do their homework. They're really going to do the homework. And like this man said, a lot of Democrats are going to say, you know what? I can't really be with these people anymore. I just can't take anymore. They're just not. They're ruthless. They're ruthless and their hatred for Trump.
Well, what they're going to say, though, is this quid pro quo was different because of a political gain or perceived political gain that might accrue to Donald Trump personally as the result of his quid pro quoing with Ukraine.
Are you asking me a question?
No, I'm just making a statement. That will be and has been the argument.
Well, he had to make that. There was a treaty which said he really had to look into investigation. He was supposed to do that. And if it hadn't been Joe Biden, then the Democrats would have had nothing. It's just coincidental and sad to say that he had the right to do this and he should do it, but it involves Joe Biden. And so that's where the Democrats have an argument that it was done politically and personally, which probably was, but. You know, he's a businessman. He's thinking all the time. He goes off half-cocked, and if somebody, and this is why I'm sorry Kelly left, because I believe Kelly really kept him in place, and I'm hoping that there's no yes men in now there now, so they will help him from doing foolish things. Today he kept saying on air, I'm going back and forth. He was out in the White House lawn yelling that.
Oh, we'll have that audio after the news.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding us, and just so you don't go through the whole spiel, and we'll hear it directly from the president right after 5:30. Fair enough?
Right.
Lou, I'm glad you got on, and I apologize for all the time you were on hold yesterday. As you know, my new policy is to keep people on hold for the barest minimum amount of time out of respect for your time, because I hate being on hold. And I'm grateful to hear from you. By the way, the WBEN Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, where we really appreciate your traffic help, is 3930. That is 3930. And Alan Harris watches it very, very diligently. And 537 at News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
930 WBEN Bowerly, Phil Kennedy behind the glass at Master Control. And we're talking about the whole impeachment saga, the drama, the news. Are you watching it? Are you watching it gavel to gavel? Are you catching bits and pieces here and there? And basically, can you believe the disconnect between what you are seeing for yourself and how some of these things are being reported in various media? Today, the testimony by Ambassador Sondland would be one example of some people saying, it was damning for Donald Trump. He admitted there was a quid pro quo. And other people, such as the president, saying, wait a minute, not so fast. This is what President Trump had to say, Phil, on the White House lawn as reporters were gathered around.
I'm going to go very quickly, just a quick comment on what's going on in terms of testimony with Ambassador Sondland. And I just noticed one thing, and I would say that means it's all over. What do you want from Ukraine? He asks me, screaming. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories. This is Ambassador Sondland speaking to me. Just happened. To which I turned off the television. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories. What do you want? What do you want? It was a very short and abrupt conversation that he had with me. They said he was not in a good mood. I'm always in a good mood. I don't know what that is. He just said, now he's talking about what my response. So he's going, what do you want? What do you want? I hear all these theories. What do you want? Right? And now, here's my response that he gave. Just gave. Ready? You have the cameras rolling? I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice. So he goes, he asked me the question, what do you want? I keep hearing all these things. What do you want? He finally gets me. I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much. This is not a man I know well. Seems like a nice guy, though. But I don't know him well. He was with other candidates. He actually supported other candidates. Not me. Came in late. But here's my response. Now, if you weren't fake news, you'd cover it properly. I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing. So here's my answer. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Then he says, this is the final word from the President of the United States. I want nothing. Thank you, folks. Have a good time. I'm going to...
And yet, when you read Andrew McCarthy's piece in the New York Post, this illustrates the point I was trying to make before about, well, you can have the same interpretation, different interpretations, rather, of the same story. New York Post, Andrew McCarthy, Wednesday's impeachment testimony by U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, underscored the folly of the main defense strategy adopted by President Trump and his supporters against Democratic allegations that he traded military aid for dirt on the Bidens. That strategy has been to categorically deny any quid pro quo, yet contrary to other witnesses' version of events, Sondland clearly and explicitly acknowledges that there was a quid pro quo. I'm sorry, what did we just hear from the president? And what are we reading in the New York Post? It's like parallel universe. It's surreal. Let's get back to the calls. Joe in Orchard Park, you are on WBEN. What's your take on all this?
Hey, Tom, Rachel, as usual. The attorney that called in earlier, let me just say he knows more about the law than I do. I would have no chance in passing the bar, even if you set the bar right next to the ground. but I obviously know more about impeachment proceedings and whistleblower protection for this guy than he does, because it's been in numerous articles. I've heard Dershowitz talk about it. I've heard Greg Jarrett talk about it. The attorney you just mentioned, the article you read, heard him talk about it. And they posted the statute on Fox News and highlighted certain sections of it a couple months ago, like a long time ago. And I was reading it, and the protection he has is – if it's found that his allegations have no merit, no one can reveal his identity, and his employment cannot be threatened. Not even the IG can reveal his name. But if it turns into an investigation, he has no guarantee of anonymity, even from the IG. So everyone involved in the investigation, that means every Congress member, they could give his name during the hearings, and they would not be breaking any law. So to say that he has absolute protection of anonymity is completely false. And
I'll need to leave such a determination as to who qualifies and who does not for anonymity to the legal brains, of which I am not one.
Right. And the as far as impeachment goes, Schiff and Pelosi have said several times that corruption does not mean the actual violation of a crime. And if you watch all the legal experts on CNN and MSNBC, they go back to what Gerald Ford said. The impeachment is whatever Congress says it is. It doesn't have to be a law. But you hear people like Dershowitz and other attorneys argue, and they're like, well, that's why they put specific legal language in there. It has to be a law. That's why it says high crimes and misdemeanors.
Which, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because nobody can say exactly what constitutes a high crime or misdemeanor in all cases.
And as far as bribery goes, Joe Scarborough is always talking about the Madisonian Constitution. Well, if you look at what Madison wrote about bribery, he never mentioned a president bribing someone. That was all about the Crown of England bribing the president to bring the country back under the rule of the crown. That's what the bribery had to do with, the president getting rich being bribed, not him bribing other people. If it was bribing other people, then A.G. Barr needs to start prosecuting Barack Obama immediately, because he sent $1.7 billion, not approved by Congress,
right,
over to Iran in cash. And why did he give it in cash to Iran? Because Iran knew they could have done the transfer in 0.3 seconds by computer to their bank accounts. They did not want that, because that's how their terrorist money gets traced.
And let's also, I don't mean to belabor a point, but anybody can Google this online. Look up Hillary Clinton and UBS Financial Services, yep, and that was clearly a quid pro quo. And if that wasn't bribery, I don't know what was.
But if you think that that they should just stop looking into Biden because he decided to run for president. They're acting like this all happened after April when he declared he was running, therefore he was a political rival of the president. That's not the case. When he took office, he wanted to find out what was going in Ukraine because they knew everything that happened with Manafort, and they knew about all the dirt over there. Trump did not trust the FBI for very good reasons, did not trust the CIA for very good reasons, but he wanted it investigated. So Giuliani said he would do it for him. And in June 2017, Giuliani went to a sponsored event that was set up by a guy named Pinchuk, who made $150,000 donation to the Trump Foundation. He set it up so that Giuliani could meet Poroshenko and Lutsenko, the prosecutor general, at that event. Then following that, in January 2018, Giuliani met the prosecutor general, Lutsenko, in New York City. February 2018, Giuliani meets with Ukraine's prosecutor general, Lutsenko, in Poland. November 2018, Giuliani has a video conference with the former prosecutor, Shokin, the guy who was fired by Biden. 2018, Giuliani met with five former Ukraine prosecutors. And then in April, he finally joined Trump's legal team. And Biden joins in April of 2019, the campaign. And before that, everyone was saying, first they were saying he won't get in because he's too old. Then when there was rumors that he was thinking about it, they were like, oh, no, he knows what's more important in life now. He's focusing on this whole cancer thing because of the loss of his son. And then after he gets in, then they start talking about the age thing again. He's too old. So no one thought he was getting in. They were investigating this long before. And then in August of 2019, Giuliani met with Poroshenko sent his top advisor to meet with Giuliani in Spain. So they've been investigating this the whole time. And if you, this is more like rumor mill, but if you read the rumor mill, Trump wanted, well, most of the information we hear about all this, about Ukraine, it all comes from Giuliani's sources, the same people he got the information from, and John Solomon, and other reporters.
You've been taking notes on this whole thing. I applaud you for the chronology.
Yeah, it's just to make it sound like Trump goes, oh, I got to get rid of Biden. He's now running against me. No, this started long before that. And if you read the rumor mill stuff, which seems to be true, Trump wanted A.G. Barr to start working with Giuliani. But A.G. Barr has known for a very long time that DOJ was investigating these two guys for the campaign fund club.
I need to interrupt. You are more than welcome to hold on through the traffic break if you'd like, but we're on a very tight clock and we have to get an update from ABC, so stay with us if you would like to so do. Somebody texted on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text line, it's not surreal, it's lying. We could be picking that poop out of pepper here, because I think it's surreal that we can take the same story and the same quotes and arrive at two separate conclusions as if we were in a parallel universe. To that extent, I find it both surreal and parallel universe-like, and lying also fits. Guess I was just trying to sound smarter. Let's go back to Joe in Orchard Park. You are obviously somebody following this closely, and obviously time is a factor. Where do you see this entire process and this entire situation heading? Because we keep on hearing, this witness is going to be the blockbuster. No, this next witness is going to be the blockbuster. Oh, wait until this witness. This is going to be the one who is nuclear.
See, President Trump, he may be impeached in the House. But it also may not happen because a lot of Democrats, especially more moderate ones, know it's not legit. And they know that if it goes to the Senate and there's a trial and you can actually call in all these witnesses for Trump, it is not going to look good at all. Because there was a former ambassador or something in that role that was on one of the news shows like a week ago. And he talked about during the Bush administration and during the Obama administration, funds approved by Congress how many times they were held up for Afghanistan and Pakistan by Bush and Obama. And no one said that they were breaking the law or trying to bribe them or quid pro quo, but they were holding the money up because they wanted to see specific results. So that's exactly what Trump wants. And I'm sorry, but this whole thing with...
And their argument is going to be those specific results were not for one individual or one individual's political interest, but rather for American security interests. That'll be the argument they're making.
But corruption in general, I mean, if this was Bush 43, and he set up the same deal in Ukraine for his nephew, the son of Jeb Bush, George Bush, and he was getting the same money, are you telling me that you don't think A.G. Holder would be investigating all this? Individuals, and no one would have a problem with it.
All right. Well, look, I'm glad you called. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thanks to everybody who got in on this on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I still didn't even have a chance to get to the story from the Ukraine. If you do a search for Ukraine indictments, you should find a very interesting story which broke around noon today with at least tangential involvement to everything we have talked about today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.